Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
A few tougher jobs this weekend than commentating on Chelsea 5, Everton 0. But Alan Irwin had to do it. Morning to you, Al.
Morning, Steve. I've just come off the treadmill, and that wasn't as much of an endurance as watching Everton lose at Chelsea.
Those games are terrible when you're trying to be the voice piece of it, aren't they? I mean, how on earth do you assess what went on at Stamford Bridge?
I tell you what, you've got to be honest. You've got to call it as you see it, as you well know, Steve. And you've got to do basically what Ronald Koeman did afterwards, which I was quite pleased to hear. He came out categorically and stated they'd been outplayed, outfought. Didn't perform anything like to the level that he expected from them, and was adamant that Chelsea was so much sharper in every department, and I think he realises that he's got a lot to work with. He won't want to let it happen again. And I know we said after the Bournemouth defeat that Everton can use this as a bit of a reality check and a learning curve, but I think maybe there's a little bit more than Ronald Koeman maybe thought he had to do. So certainly a lot of work, but I don't want to go over the top, Steve, because it is a one-off five-goal defeat. It doesn't happen very often, probably once every couple of seasons for a side that they can get taken apart. So, you know, we shouldn't be totally over the top on this defeat.
I saw a tongue-in-cheek Twitter comment from a Sir Ronald Koeman who put Everton fans might get their wish here, first on match of the day.
were they? I didn't see match of the day, but were they? Probably.
Probably. Ronald Koeman himself, as you say, comes out on social media. Now, this is quite unusual, isn't it? We mentioned it before, and he put outclassed in every aspect of football today, feeling sorry for the fans, focus on the next game. Is it a good thing that Ronald is able to do this, you know, from his own mouth to the fans?
I think so, because he's not masking anything, is he? I think maybe under the Roberto Martinez regime, he might have looked for a number of excuses, and that in itself is only trying to kid the fans. I think those Everton fans that certainly made the long trip to Chelsea and those that did witness the 90 minutes on television will agree entirely with what Ronald Koeman came out and said. And I think it's a good thing. You know, he's in touch with the true Everton fan, isn't he, in that sense? And he's prepared to call it as it is. And really, he wants to put it right sooner rather than later.
Let's have a look at a few individuals. I think Phil Jagielka, who's actually in the England squad, isn't he?
Yeah.
He had a torrid time.
Does
he look fit enough to you?
I'm not sure, Steve, because I know the stats that we were reading last season were still stating that Phil Jagielka was, or possibly the quickest player in the Premier League over a short sprint last season. Now, he certainly didn't look it when Costa, who's not the quickest, actually rampaged past him and almost made a fourth goal for Chelsea before half-time. But he's having a bit of a torrid time at the moment, is Jags. You know, given those penalties away against Manchester City, he wasn't entirely wonderful in the game at Burnley, and obviously, you know, paid the price with being dropped to the bench against West Ham. I'm surprised to see him in the England squad, because I think he's out of form. And okay, Everton decided to play a three centre-back formation. It didn't work. Chelsea just had so much of the ball, it was impossible for Everton. If you are looking for an excuse, and I can't really say that one player should make that much of a difference. You know, the fact that Idrissa Gueye was suspended, Everton missed his closing down and his ability to win the ball back.
You're trying to find for Everton at the moment, aren't you, just where they are in your head? You know, and after five, six games of the season, there was a lot of maybe too much hope. There was talk of sort of top four, wasn't there? And now we've hit 11 games, and there's a bit of realism thrown into the mix as well. Is it still quite hard to establish where Everton are in terms of their quality this season?
I think this is the time of the season where you do get a real picture of where clubs are at, because invariably after 11 games, Steve, you've played two or three of the sides that are going to be in or around, you know, the top echelons of the Premier League, really. So much was made of Everton's start by the very fact that they hadn't really played strong sides in this opening run of fixtures that saw them, you know, start the season so well. There was only Tottenham really in there that you could possibly state were going to challenge in the top four this season. So, and I think Ronald Koeman was quick to say that as well, you know, basically without being disrespectful to the other sides, although when you say that, you probably are being so. He said, we haven't really played anybody, you know, who's going to challenge at the top yet. So in that sense, I think he had a very early realism sort of, you know, assessment of the situation straight away. I think if you are looking at Everton, you know, compared to where they were last season, Steve, you know, when where they finished, top 10 is an improvement.
So can he transform this squad, or is it an overhaul? Because inevitably, you know, after the game, people are then talking about the January transfer window next summer, the fact that Everton didn't make the most of the last transfer window. Is he all of a sudden realising now, look, maybe it's a tougher job, and I need to replace a lot of players?
Well, let's remember that Ronald Koeman wasn't happy with Everton's dealings in the summer transfer window. They didn't actually obtain the players that he'd targeted. So they went out and made the appointments with the, you know, director of football, Steve Walsh, who came in. So he hadn't been happy with the transfer incomings. He knows that he's got a... I think overhaul is a strong word, but he's certainly got to improve the squad quite substantially. And Everton are going to feel the pain in January as well, because they've got the African Cup of Nations that comes into play, where they will lose the likes of Idrissa Gueye. So they do have to strengthen. Yannick Bolasie will be on that African Nations Cup as well, won't he? So in that sense, they're going to lose a couple of players. They do need to strengthen, I would say, reasonably well, and that means three or four very, very good players who can adapt quickly, or maybe have adapted already to Premier League football.
It's a couple of weeks to sort of think it over for Ronald Koeman. Yeah. Of course, when they return, they face Swansea City.
Well, which maybe is a win, Steve, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's one they've got to win.
Well,
now.
Yeah, and maybe it's not a bad fixture.
I think in that sense, it probably is a good fixture, because immediately you get back on onto winning ways. You know, fingers crossed for Everton that happens. But then they've got the tough fixtures of Southampton away and Manchester United, I think it is, after that. So you know that every game is going to be tough in the Premier League, and even Swansea will come to Goodison and try and make life difficult. But the way they're shaping at the moment, you'd have to say that even after a 5-0 drubbing by Chelsea, Everton are still capable with their reasonable strength to get the better of Bob Bradley's side. And how long we'll be saying Bob Bradley's side, I'm not sure.
How did that commentary end on Saturday, Al?
You want the actual words? Remember the 5th of November. I do not think so. This is a day for Everton to forget.
Oh, very poetic. Alan Irwin, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Steve.
Speak soon. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.